League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
What a letdown, Tyler. Unbelievable. We're going to Guns N' Roses. We look for the opening act. The four prior shows were the cult. And what do we get in Houston? Skrillex.
Dubstep's huge now.
No, I don't mind that, but it doesn't make sense for this show. You know what I'm saying? I'm not busting on Skrillex. So.
He's only playing one show on the tour, too, which...
Yeah, sounds like somebody bailed on the...
merging, and that's it.
Or somebody bailed on the event. Hey, we got to get somebody. Let's get Skrillex. A DJ and energy? Come on. Oh, jeez. What a letdown. All right, welcome into Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. The U.S. women opening tomorrow in Olympic play. They will take on New Zealand. That prior to the opening ceremonies. Blessed to have this platform to talk the world's game with you. Hashtag blessed. MLS rolls on. World-renowned clubs are continuing their preseason preparation in the United States, less than 2 weeks away from the Premier League opener. And why are we watching the Premier League this year? I'm going to tell you why. Because of managers. Managers are the reason we're watching the Premier League. They're the new stars of the biggest clubs in the world. And that is why you need a manager with a profile. I would even go along to say a celebrity status almost. If you're Manchester United, if you're Manchester City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Real Madrid, I know I was talking Premier League. It's the year of the manager in the Premier League. I don't think there's any question. That's what everybody's talking about. Do you agree or disagree with this? Jose at United, Pep at City, Antonio Conte at Chelsea, Klopp at Liverpool. So all eyes are on a Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, and German manager in the Premier League. That's why you're tuning in this year, to see how these managers make their mark. Can Pep Guardiola now do it in the Premier League? Can Jose get it done for Manchester United fans? Can Jurgen Klopp bring Liverpool back to the heights of glory? And by the way, I don't know if they've done enough defensively, and guess who's going to be your goalkeeper, Reds fans? Simon Mignolet, who you were all complaining about last year. Karius breaking his hand, so he's going to be out for a while, the 23-year-old German. It's the year of the manager in the Premier League. It's the bottom line. And you know why? Because they want the challenge that the Premier League brings. Why is Guardiola going to Bayern? He wanted success in a German league. Now he wants it in the Premier League. We stream at ESPN975.com. The call-in number, 713-780-3776. Is that one of the reasons you're tuning into the Premier League this year? Managers? You imagine if Manchester United got off to a poor start under Mourinho? And by the way, how does it mix with Jose Mourinho, whose position has been to defend deeper, invite teams in and break out on the counterattack with Zlatan Ibrahimovic up front? Doesn't seem to mesh. Not to mention that so much at Manchester United is about not just winning, but how you win. How you win. Right? But you know what, Manchester United fan? Even you, after three or four games, no matter how the results are gathered, no matter what the purpose of play is, if you've got results, you're going to be bandwagoning it with Jose, and you know it. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Chelsea fans, Antonio Conte, what do you think of him so far? Pep Guardiola with Manchester City, and then, of course, Jurgen Klopp. I mean, I had the pleasure of doing the Liverpool-AC Milan-ICC match with former Liverpool legend Steve Nichol Friday night, this past Friday, and there's some interesting things going on there. I don't think there's any question. There's some depth in attack and a number of very, very interesting players that have been acquired. Wijnaldum, the Dutchman from Newcastle, has been acquired as well. But, boy, defensively, you still got to be a bit concerned. No new left back. Many of us watched Alberto Moreno over at the Gorgeous Gale in that second-half collapse in the Europa League final. And now Simone Mignolet, who many of you local Reds fans were certainly critical of throughout the year. He's your starter. Played all 34 games last year. He's going to be number one this year. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. It's always great to get a text from your producer who's literally 10 yards away during the show. I love it, Tyler. I love it. Let's see. I'm going to read this to my audience, okay? Dear Glenn, I have a Dynamo final call, a Dynamo goal, Dynamo save on Wondolowski, and Wondolowski's goal from San Jose. Let's hear the Dynamo goal. Let's get something to uplift us right now, Tyler, all right? Let's hear the Houston Dynamo goal. 1-1 draw with San Jose this weekend at BBVA Cup of Stadium.
Shooting opportunity, maybe. No, it's Alex. It's still Alex. Alex, yes! From Sao Paulo, Brazil. He may miss the next game, but he is struck here tonight. In stoppage time, the Dynamo go up 1-0. They break the goal-scoring drought.
Beat the first defender is fantastic, but as soon as he gets in there and he opens his hips to shoot, I'm saying to myself, lay it off to Boniac Garcia. He's got a better angle, but what a finish from Alex Lima.
So that was Eddie Robinson and I on the Root Sports Call. But let's go back to that goal from Alex. This is the type of goal that the Dynamo don't see enough of. And I mean over the last couple of years. And that goal to me was very symbolic before I get back to Premier League talk. I know we're jumping around here. Picked up a loose ball top of the box and beat a few people. Off the dribble, with confidence, into the penalty area. Opens his hips up and bends it in to the far corner. The Dynamo have struggled to find players that can take people on and beat them. This has got to be part of the future now in this league. And I think the last couple of years we've seen the responsibility passed. And what do I mean by that? I mean that this team has overpassed things. They've overpassed us to death. And there isn't enough risk-taking at the right times, I say at the right times, in the attacking third of the field. And guess what? What do people want to come to the stadium to see? They want to see some tricks and flicks. They want to see some people taking people on. And that's why that goal from Alex was symbolic. And between him and Ricardo Clark, those are my two MVPs this year for the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Now, a large portion of the show tonight will include a Dynamo Summit. What do we mean by that? What we mean by that is, we got the unique opportunity tonight, and this is great on the Dynamo. Dynamo President Chris Kennedy and GM Matt Jordan coming in studio. We're going to discuss what is next for the Dynamo, what the vision is, how this club is going to become more relevant in Houston, and what will the rebuild look like if, in fact, Chris and Matt think it is a rebuild. But it's a rare opportunity to get a president and a general manager in studio. And I commend them for coming in tonight. We're going to ask tough but very fair questions, nothing they can't handle. But you need to listen to the line of questioning tonight. And you can contribute, too, at 713-780-3776. You can text me at Glenn Davis Sox. Some of you have already aired out some of the things that you'd like to hear the Dynamo president and general manager talk about tonight. But, you know, we can't sit here and pretend things are going well. We can't sit here and pretend that there was much gained from the Owen Coyle era for a year and a half. We're back at square one. And what's going to happen in the future? Now, you've moved on Giles Barnes, and ultimately, the Dynamo didn't feel they were getting enough out of a player on a large salary. But my understanding is that swing by moving Giles Barnes to Vancouver is going to open up about $1 million for you. And what does that mean? That means by the time the next season rolls around, you have to have a defining player here. And Major League Soccer is changing. This is not the 12-team league of 96. I mean, of 2006. It's ever-changing. And you have to find difference makers in this league. And this is what we're going to talk with Matt Jordan and Chris Canetti about tonight. But we're going to hit a lot of different subjects. So if you want to weigh in on that, it's Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, S-O-C. You can go over to the Facebook page. You can post over there some things that you would like asked tonight. But, you know, I want to cut through the fluff, and I really want to get to what is the importance of where this team is, how we got here, and what the future is going to hold. And we've got the two guys to talk about it with. It's great. Dynamo President Chris Canetti and General Manager Matt Jordan going to join us tonight. We don't have enough healthy pressure in this town. I think that's absolutely clear. And we need it. And I know I go on and on about this. I soapbox it a little bit too much. Then again, I soapboxed Major League Soccer coming to Houston, too, before it ever got here. So I'm not feeling too guilty about that. We do need the healthy pressure, and the Dynamo want it, and the team needs it. Now, on another note, August 13th, this is going to be really cool. If you remember me talking, in 1960, we had a pro team here called the Houston Stars, played at the Astrodome. After that was the Houston Hurricanes, played at the Astrodome. After that, Houston Summit, played over at what was then the Summit, which is now Joel Osteen's church. After that, the Houston Dynamos played here. High school facility, Butler Stadium, Del Mar. After that, the Houston Hotshots back to the Summit. It's a lot of history. A lot of guys came through this town. A lot of young men came here to play professional soccer. These teams didn't last more than 2 or 3 years. I was on one of them. Which leads us to the Dynamo now that have survived, that play in a $95 million stadium. And it's all just part of where the game got. So what I'm trying to tell you is that at Bar Munich on the 12th, the day before the Toronto game, you're all invited. We hope to see you out there. There are going to be guys flying in from all over the country that played on all these teams. Many of them are still local, but we got guys like Beto DeSantos coming in, Solomon Hilton, a whole bunch of different guys coming in. Hurricanes players, Dynamo players, Hotshots. So come on out. Bar Munich on Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Everybody's going to gather over there. Then on Saturday night, I believe they're going to walk us all out on the field. Just a nice little honoring. It's important, though, because all these guys can become ambassadors for the current Houston Dynamo. And we've been wanting to do this for a long time, and we're glad the Dynamo this year are helping make it happen. So you're all invited to come out to the Bar Munich. That is Friday night. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Agree with me? It's the year of the manager in the Premier League. Number two, what do you want to ask Dynamo President Chris Canetti and Matt Jordan? And what do you think it is that the Houston Dynamo need here in Houston, Texas? What are the areas that you want to see strengthened? And I think there's a number of them. In your mind, it could be player development. It could be a star player. And you know what? Maybe it doesn't have to be a David Villa like in New York or a Frank Lampard. Or maybe it does. Maybe it's a player like a Diego Valeri in Portland. Or an Ignacio Piatti in Montreal. Dynamo have made some acquisitions. And we'll talk about that as well tonight. 713-780-3776. But I don't think there's any question. You have to believe that, you know, the run with Owen Coyle was a failure. What I liked about it was there was a real intention stated. It was going to be a winger-based team. It was going to have a playmaker in Chaco Maidana, who now is kind of doing that role on the left side of the field. But hardworking and better team shape has only gotten you one win. It's a lot of draws. So something has to ultimately put the Dynamo over the top. We're also going to talk about how players are acquired with Matt Jordan. Is he acquiring players based on plugging them into a system that is the vision in the future? Or is he acquiring good players and then ultimately the system will be built around them? And now here's the other kicker. The other kicker is you got an interim manager in Wade Barrett, and Wade, who I think has been incredibly honest and upfront, he has certainly increased the team shape of the team. They've gone on this great defensive run. Can't score goals. That's the problem. But I don't think there's any question if Wade Barrett is involved in the process of selecting players now, what happens if he doesn't get the job? You're just handing it over to somebody else. Kubo Torres, we're going to talk about him tonight because I don't think he's played enough. All right, Ryan, you're going to be up first when we come back from the break. We're going to take a quick break here as we do. It's going to be a great night in here. Best in Soccer Talk, 713-780-3776. Moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit's law firm, their personal injury attorneys, they're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. You know, you get in an accident in a car, a boat, a motorcycle, on the job, industrial, construction, in a plant or a refinery, in your 18-wheeler when you're working, rest assured the Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7. They're going to treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com, 24-7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. And by the way, Mego Energy wants to remind you that don't sweat it out this summer. Check your energy bill. If you want to save money, Amigo Energy has a solution for that. You sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24, $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy. Amigo Energy is a public utility commission five-star rated provider. They'll get you great rates, great service, and Amigo Energy will save you money. Don't delay. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it on Soccer Matters. Sign up for Basics 24. 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299 right now. Pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Toronto FC right now. Michael Bradley, Sebastian Giovinco, and Josie Altidore coming to town. Dynamo Toronto, August 13th. Seventh caller right now.
ESPN 97.5.
Hawkins to take it, an all-English sort of left side of the field here for San Jose. They get it in the box. Warner wins the header. Dynamo need to get out here. This is Cato who puts it back in the box. Oh, no! It's Wondolowski. He scores again. He's done little tonight here. And goes in untouched and side foots at home. Spectacular goal from San Jose. Well, that was a tying goal, and it came from Chris Wondolowski. You know, he is a legend in Major League Soccer, the second all-time leading goal scorer behind Jaime Moreno. But if you look back at that goal, and you can do that by going to HoustonDynamo.com. You can also get tickets over there. If you look back at that goal, there was absolutely no pressure on the delivery. And, of course, ball struck, and, you know, Wondolowski's playing off that last line of defense wonderfully. All right, let's get to the phone lines tonight, 713-780-3776, talking Premier League. I put the first little sort of bait line out there tonight. It's all about the manager this year, in my opinion. The most exciting thing I'm looking to see is how the new managers are going to adapt to this league. Antonio Conte at Chelsea, of course, Pep Guardiola at Manchester City, and then I want to see how Jose Mourinho is going to do under the pressure of Manchester United. And based on the way he plays the game. All right, to the phone lines we go, and Ryan. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Glenn, what's up, man? It's Ryan from Conroe, currently in Los Angeles.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Oh, all the way from the City of Angels. I like
that. Yeah, man, we still rep the orange heart out here. But, you know, one thing I can say positive right now about the Dynamo is I feel Wade's mentality and presence in the locker room seems to have some sort of effect on the team. You know, particularly he bleeds orange, so I can respect that, and I appreciate the vision. But I guess what I really want to know and get your input on is, you know, what has been going on the last few years and the kind of players that we are scouting and bringing in, mostly Central and South American players that we seem to just kind of strike out on, minus, say, you know, Boniac. I know the Garrido injury was very unfortunate. He seemed to make a little bit of progression. But, You know, does that have something to do with scouting? Does it have something to do with, you know, players have maybe having a harder time adjusting over here? But I just kind of seem to think that we're striking out on some of the talent we're bringing in.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of those things. I don't think there's any question that if you don't make the playoffs 2 years in a row and you're struggling this year, you have to look at the personnel. I mean, you have to look at everything, right?
No, I mean, I completely agree.
Yeah,
I mean,
you have to look at the personnel.
You can go to the draft a little bit.
I mean, I'm going to just throw something out here right now. Okay, your highest paid players, your difference makers, right? DeMarcus Beasley, I think in his last five games before his injury, was excellent.
I
still don't understand why you would spend designated player money on a left fullback. And that's nothing against DeMarcus. I think the world of DeMarcus, what an amazing career. He's a legendary U.S. player. He's produced great performances around the world, four World Cups. Has nothing to do with that. He wasn't the right signing positionally for the Houston Dynamo. Then you go Giles Barnes, which the Dynamo have basically, you know, cut Giles loose here. And you can see why they've cut him loose, because he hasn't performed as well as I think he could have. And he is a very marketable figure by the Dynamo, admittedly. The Dynamo put him out everywhere. So, of course, it's the pot's going to get stirred when Giles Barnes leaves. But they need a Giles Barnes-type player that can be consistent. Ever since the move to Jamaica, it's been a struggle for Giles. Go look at the MLS. There's an MLS compilation of Giles, and there are some electric moments from Giles. And again, I personally like this man a lot. I think he's a wonderful guy. But if you look on that highlight loop, these are all goals he scored at BBVA Compass Stadium, because my voice is on a lot of these goal calls from Root Sports. So it's all, you know, that's what you walk away. You go, wow, some electric goals, some great moment, power from long range. But I think once the captain's armband was taken away, I think the writing was on the wall with Giles Barnes. He had 11 goals in 2014, but that was the year the team didn't make the playoffs. So, and that was, I think, Dom Kinnear's last year. So it's a struggle. And yes, I think you definitely have to look at player acquisitions. As everybody says, they're good pieces here. I think the Dynamo are going to have to sift through that. But I think we're back to where we were a year and a half ago when Owen Coyle was signed for this to manage this team. There's been no traction.
No, another question for you. How much weight would you put into the system that's going down in Rio Grande Valley?
Well, I think it's a start, right? You have to start somewhere. I mean, I think the Dynamo got a little bit of a late start, unfortunately, on the youth development side of things. So, you know, look, I made it clear that for me, and again, it's not my money that's being spent here, okay? For me, I would want the USL team right next to my pro team. I want all that crisscrossing of all those players. I'd want staff to be able to walk over there. It was done for financial reasons. Doesn't mean it can't be successful. There's a wonderful coach down there in Wilmer Cabrera. But frankly, I don't care about the Rio Grande Valley. I'm sorry. I don't care about it. But I don't care about developing soccer in the Rio Grande Valley. I want to develop it here in Houston in the context of making the Dynamo bigger and more relevant.
Yeah, you just kind of feel like the life has been kind of sucked out of the stadium the last 2 months.
I think it's been a decline. I mean, I think certain games still become big draws, but, I mean, look, there was not many people there this past weekend.
Absolutely.
And I think that's another challenge for the Dynamo, but that's why we have the president, Chris Canetti, and general manager Matt Jordan coming in. Look, it's not about – nobody wants to pile on here. This is all about my mission tonight on this program – with Chris and Matt, is to keep them on point, to get all the questions answered that you, the fans, want. And I think a lot of them are the same ones that, you know, a lot of people have. But, you know, MLS has changed, and it is changing by the day. Everything is changing,
and once again, hey, I appreciate you guys, putting this out there on a platform for questions to be asked and, to be addressed. You know, as a fan and a season ticket holder since, the arrival of the Houston Dynamo, I couldn't ask, honestly, for anything more to just have this open discussion because, we do want answers. But at the same time, I'll back the club to the end of the day. But it's just tough right now.
It's very tough. The Dynamo under Wade now are 1-2-7. So they still have only won one game in 10. Now, like you said, I don't think there's any question he's improve the team shape. But, you know, now the next step is how to become more dangerous. And they've got to become more dangerous. You can't rely on two or three chances a game at this stage. You got to have difference makers. And, you know, like I said, that goal from Alex was one that we need to see more from some players in the future. And that is, you know, acquiring guys that will take people on, beat people off the dribble, yeah, draw penalties, draw set pieces, come up with a magical moment that doesn't have to do with stringing 15 passes together. So, listen, by the way, I'm coming out to L.A. for that L.A.-Dallas semifinal game. I'm doing the television on ESPN for that. So
fantastic.
Looking forward to that
we'll
next week.
We'll have to try to link up or something out there.
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much for the phone call, Ryan.
Thanks for taking my call, Glenn. Appreciate it.
Luck, man. All right. You got to love that. Bye-bye. How about that for loyalty? Dynamo fan moves to L.A., doesn't join the bad guys over there in the Galacticos of the galaxy, stays a Dynamo fan. Who do we have, Tyler? Stacy, what's up? You're up tonight. What's up, Stacy?
Hey, Dad. Long time no talkie. Long time I hadn't been able to call in and talk, but I'm pretty disgusted. Season ticket holder. I've been a fan since day one. I've had season tickets since day one. I tried to dump my tickets, but it was too late. I missed the deadline, and I'm really regretting it because this team has I have no faith in people that make decisions in this team, and I don't know. I don't see any accountability either. The reason why I called the question I want to call in, I want you to ask these guys, is Jason Christ was available. If anybody would check off all the boxes, this guy is used to the heat in Texas, is a proven track record of developing young talent, has a proven track record of getting scouting and bringing in Latin players and bringing a Latin flavor into a team. He turned RSL into a CONCACAF Champions League contender. He won an MLS Cup. I mean, this guy has a resume. Instead of taking another chance on an unproven coach in MLS, which is what they did when they had Owen Coyle, they took a chance with Owen Coyle. They went ahead and didn't hire Jason Christ. Now, I don't know if they interviewed him or what the deal was, but maybe you could have got some backstory you can share.
I do have a backstory. They had made a commitment to Wade Barrett to be the interim coach throughout the year, and they wanted to take their time on their next hire. So by doing that, you take yourself out of the Jason Christ sweepstakes.
Yeah, but, I mean, Jason Christ was available before Owen Coyle ever left. He wasn't coaching anywhere. They didn't do a search for a coach. They had already decided against hiring a new coach before Owen Coyle left, or when Owen Coyle left.
Yeah.
So I think that was a huge, huge sign that either the owner didn't want to spend the money on a new coach or just a tremendously bad decision.
Well, you're assuming that but the other thing is, and we can figure this out, but we're assuming that they knew that Owen Coyle was leaving. And I don't know if that's the fact. I think that might have come fairly sudden. I mean, I do think they knew based on the record that they were going to have to make some sort of change. But that was kind of bizarre because 3 days later, Owen Coyle's taking the Blackburn job over in England.
Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know who's making decisions, but there's there's been a lot of blunders. And
I will ask that question.
He's only being held accountable for it because they're basically, they're using the fans' money to basically have on-the-job training for an unproven coach. And I like Wade Barrett, but, you know, Dom Ball is over. I mean, that worked a while, but the league has progressed and has changed. We can't play that kind of conservative football anymore and be MLS Cup contenders. I really don't think that's going to work anymore, and I think it's a mistake. I think it's a slap in the face of the fans, you know, to keep making these kind of decisions that are just, you know, I don't know who they're counseling to make these decisions, but it's been I've lost all faith, and I'd like to drop my tickets, really. I'm stuck with them now. So I guess I got another year on me to prove themselves, but I don't have much hope.
Stacy,
I'm sorry for the rant, but, you know.
No, listen. I'm going to tell you two things. Fans have a right to vent. That's part of what the show is, okay? And your point is taken tonight. So that's it. You had a platform. You used it the way you wanted to. And by the way, it does seem very heartfelt, and that's what we want. This isn't going to be about piling on. We want to get questions to both Dynamo President Chris Kennedy and Matt Jordan, the general manager, and we want to give them opportunities to answer them. And I want to get the questions out that you, the fans, want to hear, and I'm sure they want to hear. They want to get the question from the fan as well. So I appreciate that phone call, Stacy. Thank you very much.
All right, Glenn, I appreciate you providing a platform to be able to listen to us and let us voice our opinions and ask questions.
You got
Thanks
it, buddy.
Again.
That's why the show was started right there for what Stacy just said. And look, this is a platform for you. It's your opportunity to come in. You can change the direction of the show if you want. You can bring up topics. You can, come on this program and let us know who you like and what they're doing. And you can also be critical, because we do need criticism and we need healthy criticism, and that's fair. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Here's a couple of tweets we'll get out to you. Dax McCarty, 11 of the New York Red Bulls. Bum for Atnat Borchers, one of the best, classiest defenders in Major League Soccer, hoping for a speedy recovery. At Robbie Rogers, LA Galaxy. Always loved Ziggy as a coach and a person. He really is one of the greatest coaches I've ever been around. That's Robbie Rogers, who played in LA under Ziggy Schmidt, who's been released by the Seattle Sounders. And many are saying that he could be a favorite for LAFC. At Benzema, Karim Benzema of Real Madrid. By Montreal and now direction Columbus. Multiple tweets from at ZK Scott of the Seattle Sounders. And he mentioned that he was not above criticism for some of the recent, the Ziggy Schmidt dismissal and all that. Another one right here for you, which I think you will be very, very interested in. All right, what is the Pope doing? Jeez, the Pope has got to tell us that Messi's the greatest player ever. I would say if you're the Pope, stick to Pope stuff. Right, Tyler? If you're the Pope, stick to Pope stuff. Not really that interested. But he does like Messi better than Cristiano Ronaldo. Obviously, I believe he's Argentine. And Maradona and Pelé. Here we go. More tweets. This one coming from at Chris Seitzy 1. Awesome to see everyone yesterday in the Heat cheering loud. Great result. Can't wait to see you all Thursday. By the way, FC Dallas has got real struggles when it comes to attendance. Their attendance is not good up in Dallas. With that team that's near the top of the Western Conference. At Giles Barnes Real, ready at Whitecaps FC. That's all you hear from Giles there. We're going to get him on the show, too, to address the Dynamo fans at some point in the near future. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Before we go to break, I just want to remind you that I speak on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. People say the country's divided. We disagree on everything. It's not true. We agree on a lot. Like puppy videos. Everybody loves puppy videos. Three-day weekends, free parking, queso, margaritas, Messi and Ronaldo. Know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself Tuesday nights for the best in soccer talk. We will take a break. We got more phone calls coming in. We're going to hit a few of those. And then we're going to bring on the Dynamo President, Chris Kennedy, and Matt Jordan as soon as they get into studio here. So we're excited about that tonight. And more importantly, we're going to get down to some of the questions and things that you as a fan want answered tonight. You can also text me. Do we have a text? Yeah, we don't do that on the show, do we? The Blitz. What's our text?
We can do it. It's I have to give you the...
Okay, we'll get the text information. You can go to Facebook Soccer Matters with your questions. We've got some coming in already. Also on Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Sock. And very valuable. I would put him in designated player category. Matt Peterson just walked in studio. You got eyes of the blue sky.
Report. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, just a reminder, the Richmond Arms, great spot to head in and see all the Premier League action. You can catch the Dynamo there as well and all the games from Europe. Richmond Arms, that's kind of an institution, has been over on Richmond and the King's Head Pub as well. And they've got bigger rooms you can rent out for your supporters groups if you want. So it's the Richmond Arms, the King's Head Pub, and then we've also got the gorgeous Gail, who helped, we hosted a great Copa America Centenario show over there and did a lot with our good friend Peter over there. And, of course, Bar Munich on the 12th. Bar Munich's going to be hosting the Pro Players Reunion. All the former players on professional teams in Houston are going to be meeting there. It is open to the public. All of you are welcome. Beto DeSantos, Solomon Hilton, a whole bunch of guys from the Houston Hurricanes, Juan Carlos Mejia, all kinds of guys that have remained in the game, too. It's going to be fun. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Easy, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how's it going, Glenn?
Good, Easy. How are you?
Pretty good, man. So, the Dynamo, you know, I'm a casual fan. I've been to a couple dozen games. Me and my old man, we go out there. One thing that he always points out that kind of sticks with me is, I think we were Dynamo were playing Orlando when Kaká came in. There was a guy, I think he was wearing jersey number 10, man. The dude was quick. That's what my dad said. He's like, you know, they don't have a lot, the Dynamo being, they don't have a lot of players who can create off the dribble. So, you know, I just wonder why they're not, you know, going after players like that. And I guess that would be my question. What do you think about that? Do you think they've done a good job or...
Well, I don't know if you heard what I had said at the beginning of the show. I cited the Alex goal. Yeah, I cited the Alex goal, the Brazilian who scored against San Jose this past weekend. And he did something that we don't see enough of, and it's directly to your point and to what your father said, and that is enough players that will pick up a ball and with conviction run and take people on. So what if they lose it once in a while? Third time's a charm, you're going to beat somebody, and opponents need to see it. That's what he did in this game and scored a great goal. And I think in prior years here, and even current, things are overpassed. We overpass it, and we pass responsibility. And that either players are not wanting the desire to take people on and or, they're not enough players like that. Now, you just traded one that likes to take people on sometimes, but he's been very inconsistent in Giles Barnes. So that's one of the questions we'll ask Matt Jordan and Chris Kennedy is, and specifically Matt, because he's the GM, are you looking for more players that can tip the balance in games? Look, there's lots of hardworking teams in MLS, but it's the top three or four players on these teams that can make the plays, can beat people off the dribble, that can come up with a magical moment to win you games. So
you got to have some more multi-diverse players that aren't afraid to take it to a guy. But anyways, man, good job on the show, dude. You've always been polite. I'm very objective in it. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Easy. We'll continue on there. So Easy, it's interesting because we were talking about the Alex goal earlier in the show and how – for me, I just love the fact of what that represented. Symbolically, that was a guy picking a ball up and taking people on. And we need more of that. And you need more of that from the entertainment value as well. That's what's entertaining. You don't think Latino fans love a guy with a ball who takes people on? That's what it's all about. Fernando, what's on your mind, Fernando?
Hey, Glenn. How's it going tonight?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing great. Thanks for taking my call. I had a couple of questions, actually. The first question really was about the Houston Dynamo's player acquisitions and most recently the ones that they've been going for. And it doesn't really look like, with the season pretty much over, honestly, it doesn't look like we're going to be getting anyone too exciting. And I think that we've always been like a very blue collar, work hard type of team, but do you think it's time to kind of splash some cash and get someone exciting that the fans can get behind and the team can hang their hat on and kind of take us forward? Because I think the league in general is moving on, you know, from those type of teams. I mean, even look like Colorado finally making moves and looking where they're at now. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think you cite some good things. I don't think there's any question. This is a very different league. I think it's changing by the moment. I think you see teams acquiring difference makers, and you know, you got all these different tiers of splash of cash. You know, you got the New Yorks, you got the LAs, you got the Torontos on one level. Then you've got, you know, a Portland that does it with a Diego Valeri who becomes the face of that team in that town, or maybe a Piatti in Montreal. You know, Kaká is a big name. I do think the Dynamo needs somebody who embodies their team, and they do need a star. Originally, that was supposed to be Kubo Torres. So let's see what happens with Kubo Torres after the Olympics. And we'll ask both Matt Jordan and Chris Canetti about what the future of Kubo Torres is tonight here, and why he really hasn't had an opportunity, you know, to play three or four or five games in a row when you've made that sort of investment in a player like that. So these are all things we'll talk about. I don't think there's any question. Look, who's the most marketed player up to this point on the Houston Dynamo this past season? Who is it?
Yeah, it's tough to say, right? I mean, you can go.
Well, I mean, for me, it was Giles Barnes, right? He's gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, now. Yeah, so, back then, but not now. Right?
Yeah, so, you know, I do think you do need stars in this day and age. I mean, look at the teams in the Premier League. They're hiring managers that are pretty much celebrities. Right?
Right.
I mean, yes, they're great football managers, but they're celebrities too. I mean, you know, there's never going to be a David Moyes hired again at Manchester United. I don't think. It's all about bang, and we need entertainment too. I mean, entertainment is a part of this. And hardworking teams, you know, difficult to beat, you know, that should be a prerequisite for any team. Everybody should be hardworking. And, you know, I would think every player in the Dynamo is on notice right now after Giles Barnes is traded that, you know, we're trying to turn things around here. And I think Wade Barrett has been very transparent, very upfront, certainly has shored things up defensively. From an attacking perspective, it's not there.
Yeah.
Anything else, Fernando?
One other question. I know you take Wade on the show a lot. I had a question about the formation. I mean, it was kind of disappointing, honestly, this weekend where he went back to the one striker system where we showed so many glimpses of what could be. I mean, even though we didn't finish on the 23rd versus Vancouver, it seemed like a more attacking, more exciting game than, you know, sticking Will Bruin up there to fight against four defenders. So I'd love for you to talk to him about that thought process, too.
Yeah, I think we were all excited going to the stadium when we heard it was going to be two strikers with Kubo and Will. I do think it was more appealing to the eye. I don't think there's any question. I think it comes down to the strength in your midfield, if you can do that often or not. I don't think that Wade, and I'm, you know, this is just my opinion, so remember that. But I don't think that, I think Wade reverted back to the 4-1-4-1 because he might have had some concern with the wide game of San Jose, of Quintero and Simon Dawkins, who, I mean, I looked at Quintero's stats. He had that unbelievable game in the 3-1 win over the Dynamo. He's only had one goal since. And Simon Dawkins did not look like the most effective of designated players against the Dynamo. So for whatever the reasons, Wade went back to the 4-1-4-1. And by the way, he's been great on this show. I mean, totally transparent. Right. He, you know, he's telling you like it is. I mean, I really have a lot of respect for that coming on the radio show because,
right, it's very, very brave.
You know, I'm trying to grow a radio show here, you know, and I understand coaches protecting their players and things, but it's so refreshing to get, you know, a refreshing, honest delivery because, you know, so much of the coach talk these days is, you know, everybody seems paranoid and protecting things. Let's tell it like it is, because I think transparency is a good thing. And you know what? Nobody gets it right all the time. People are afforded mistakes. You admit them and you try and change things up. That's all. But I you know, can they play with the complement of players they have in midfield with a four-man midfield in a straight 4-4-2? I don't know. Not many teams doing it.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. I appreciate it. 713-780-3776. I did mention U.S. women tomorrow. They're going to open their Olympic play. Philadelphia Union in talks with Alejandro Bedoya. Bedoya's in the French League One with Nantes. Supposedly an Italian team offered $5 million for Michael Bradley up in Toronto. So that's pretty interesting. Has Liverpool done enough for you Liverpool fans? Manchester City signing Sané from Schalke in the German Bundesliga. David Moyes was quoted as saying, quote, I've said all along I was treated unfairly at Manchester United. When you sign a six-year contract, you end up out in 10 months. Yeah, I believe I was. So David Moyes has come out talking about that. He's the new manager at Sunderland. Remember, he went to the Spain's La Liga and then struggled with Real Sociedad, but he did some miracle work with Everton to get them back to the stature of you know, the upper half of the Premier League. Wednesday night, Wayne Rooney in a testimonial match. Manchester United against Everton, which is where he was developed. Game's going to be streamed free on Facebook. What do you read into a testimonial for Wayne Rooney? It's going to be interesting to see how Wayne, being the symbol of United, and Jose get along with Zlatan Ibrahimovic and company in there as well. And from the maybe he will play in Major League Soccer rumor mill, Xabi Alonso has laid it out there that he wouldn't mind being an MLS in the United States. So there's another one. Arsenal celebrated their win over the MLS All-Stars. It was 2-1, by the way, with a dig at their North London rivals, Spurs. Arsenal won 2-1, as you might have seen this past week, against MLS's finest in San Jose, California. Nice spectacle and showcase for the league. They got a game winner from Chuba Akpom. But the club couldn't resist taking a dig at their North London rivals, Spurs. Because Spurs last summer lost 2-1. Arsenal tweeted out, sorry at MLS All-Stars. This is the one North London team you couldn't beat. Hashtag Arsenal USA. What do you think of that? Petty? Fun? All of the above? But it's clear Arsenal are enjoying their bragging rights in North London. The Gunners finished above Spurs for the 21st straight year in the Premier League after taking second place on the last day of the Premier League and Spurs losing to already relegated Newcastle. All right, so much more to go on the show here tonight. I think it's going to be time to bring in Dynamo President Chris Kennedy and Matt Jordan. Those guys are waiting in our infamous green room, you know, getting great food in our green room back there, all kinds of beverage. But we're going to get down to it, and we're going to talk serious about the Houston Dynamo tonight, where they are, where they're going, and we're going to hear it straight from the president, Chris Kennedy, and also the general manager, Matt Jordan. 713-780-3776 is the number. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they'll bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. Okay, you get in an accident. It's car, it's boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, whatever it is. You're hurt on the job. They're going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. You fight for your right for compensation with a Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. Sixth caller right now. Pair of tickets to the Dynamo Toronto FC coming to town. Sebastian Giovinco, the great Italian, Jozy Altidore, and Michael Bradley of the U.S. national team. Got a pair of tickets right now at 713-780-3776. Dynamo, Toronto FC, seventh caller.
ESPN.
97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.